This is BBC Learning English.
Hello, I'm Helen. Welcome to On the Town from BBC Learning English.
大家好，我是董征。在我们今天的 BBC Learning English 节目当中，我们会和大家介绍一下英国最有名的百货商店 Harrods。
And to answer our questions about Harrods is Mr. Michael Mann, the media relations officer for the store.
那 Harrods 到底是一个什么样的地方呢？我们还是来请教一下 Harrods 媒体部的负责人 Michael.
Harrods is the second biggest department store in the world, behind Macy's of New York. We sell, the finest merchandise from all around the world, from the finest manufacturers. And, we house it all in one building.
听 Michael 介绍呢 ，Harrods 算得上是世界上第二大百货商店 ，department store.
It's all about selling the finest merchandise from all around the world.
卖的也都是世界各地最好的产品 ，the finest merchandise from around the world.
And the good thing about it is that everything is under one roof.
对，都在这一幢大楼里面，那么对很多人来说呢，买东西就很方便。
So it must be a big building then.
With 7 floors of prime Knightsbridge retail space. There's over 1.2 million square feet and 300 departments, 28 restaurants, and almost 5,000 members of staff who work here too.
哇，这么多数据。位置处在伦敦黄金商业地段的 Harrods 有七层楼。
7 floors of retail space.
120万平方英尺，也就是11万平方米的面积。
1.2 million square feet.
有300多个部门。
300 departments.
28个餐厅。
28 restaurants.
而且差不多有5000名员工。
5,000 members of staff work there.
真的是个超级大商店。那么从外面看 Harrods, 它是怎样的一幢建筑呢? What does Harrods look like from the outside?
Harrods originated back in 1849, where a gentleman called Charles Henry Harrod, started a small grocery shop, on the location that it still is in Knightsbridge. And, unfortunately, we'd suffered a rather large fire just over 100 years ago.And the building then took shape, as to what is more commonly known as now as a beautiful terracotta front.
So Harrods was founded in 1849, but it was just a grocery shop then.
原来只是一家杂货店 grocery shop, 后来发展得越来越大,可是又被一场大火给烧毁了。
Yes, a fire destroyed the building 100 years ago, and the building we see now has a terracotta front. That's an orange color.
现在的这幢大楼呢，就是100年前的火灾之后修建的，颜色是 terracotta, 橘红陶土色。
On the exterior of the building, on the facade, there are 11,000 light bulbs that light up when it gets dark outside, and they stay on until about midnight. It makes Harrods quite an identity in London.
晚上 Harrods 外面挂的一万多个灯泡都会在傍晚时点亮，所以我觉得 Harrods 的夜景呢比白天更漂亮。
You are listening to BBC Learning English.
And today we're visiting one of the best known department stores in the UK, Harrods.
Harrods 百货商店，而且是很多来英国旅游的游客们必到的地方。
Harrods is well known for its luxury product range. If you have money, then that's great.But what about people like me? I'm not rich. I don't have a lot of money.
是啊，不是人人都那么有钱的。Harrods 是世界上最有名的奢侈品百货店。那对一般人来说，值不值得去呢？
We have sales periods and we have discounts available too, so we encourage everybody to get down here the first day of the sale.
看来只要是商店，都有大减价的时候 ,the sales.
So if you are a bargain hunter, that's the best time to visit Harrods.
不过每年只有两次机会，一个是冬季圣诞节之后，还有就是夏天七月初。这段时间只要你不怕挤，还真能在 Harrods 店里找到一些便宜但是质量又好的商品。
I asked Michael if he has any tips for me on getting the best bargains in the sale. Do I have to wait outside Harrods for 3.5 days?
Maybe not for 3.5 days. I think there's 11 different entrances to Harrods. You just need to make sure that you know where you're heading to and make sure you get the closest entrance.
还好，用不着在寒风里面冻三天。Michael 的建议是最好先把看中的商品地理位置调查清楚，然后从最近的一个门冲进去。
This is BBC Learning English.
好了，我们今天的节目就到这儿，希望大家有机会在大减价的时候来伦敦看看，这样既能观光，说不定还能买到价廉物美的好东西。
So until next time, it's goodbye from both of us at BBC Learning English. Bye.
Bye bye.
Well, in general, it's a lovely place. It's a great shop.
It's very nice. I like the food.
It's a bit expensive place, but it's reasonably okay. So I like the shop, actually. It's quite massive, though. Thank you.